Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome in. It is Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Speed Sparky Fiverr here. Charlie Usen over there. Talking about the Milwaukee Bucks, Eric Name of the Athletic, Bucks beat writer, will join us here momentarily as we're out here at Summerfest, and this has been a beautiful day. I know we've been battling 60s and so forth for seemingly ever, but now this weekend, it's supposed to be nice and warm, borderline hot. Maybe we get to the 90s here in the next couple of days. If you're coming down to the Def Leppard concert coming up tonight, come on over, say hi to us. We're by the Hole-in-One Challenge, brought to you by Lexus and 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Hole-in-One Challenge has been here forever. It's the island hole, right? You hit it over the water, Lake Michigan water. It's a beautiful thing. If you're looking for an update on the Brewers and Cubs going on at Wrigley Field, Brewers are up 8-3 in this one over the Cubs. Brewers with four home runs in this one. Reese Hoskins with a home run. Isaac Collins with a home run. Caleb Durbin with a home run in this one as well. For the Cubs, Swanson and Pete Crow Armstrong with home runs. Peralta with the start. He goes five innings, gives up three runs, six strikeouts. Brewers up 8-3, bottom of seven right now at Wrigley Field. So if this holds true, the Milwaukee Brewers will get out of Wrigley with a split, which is a beautiful thing. Joining us now, he is, of course, the man over at The Athletic. He is Eric Name of the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't know, Eric, have you asked for a raise yet? Because, I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, they did Brewers coverage and they bailed. I mean, if you weren't there, would we be getting Bucks coverage? Because of your outstanding coverage, all of us Bucks fans still get coverage at The Athletic. You should ask for more money. You could take this and send it to him and be like, hey, my agent Sparky here thinks I deserve more money.
Hey, I really appreciate you saying that. And no, I will take this into consideration. I'll get the cut from Charlie, and I will send this over to my bosses. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely you should. Yeah, I'm here for you. You know that forever and always. Eric Name, let's talk about what is going on with this Giannis situation. Because to be quite honest with you, I've had my fill and I'm about done. So Giannis says, now again, it was in a different country, I get it. But he says, yeah, man, you know, hoping to get back to a couple more finals with the Bucks. I go on the radio, I go on Twitter, I'm like, okay, we're done. That's the end of this conversation. Can we please just move on now? I said, so how long do you think it'll take before we're back at this again? So here's Jay Williams, business partner, co-owner with Giannis of a business, goes on ESPN and destroys the whole thing. It says, you know, just talking about hope. That is not a commitment that he absolutely is, you know, coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks. And you could talk about loyalty and him wanting to be Milwaukee and all of that until he doesn't. So, again, Giannis himself publicly has not come out, done an interview with you, and said, Eric, I want to do a one-on-one. I want to end all this crap. Or go on Twitter. Go on Instagram. He loves Instagram. Go on any of those. Do a little selfie video. I'm Giannis. I'm not leaving the Bucks. Quit talking about me. I'm off to Greece. Goodbye. Click. Done. Whatever. I don't care. Have his wife announce it or whoever. Doesn't matter. He could end it whenever he wants. He's choosing not to, and I've had my fill, Eric Name. When does this end?
Never.
That's what Charlie told me earlier. Why?
I think one thing that we've seen over the years with Giannis is that obviously he's loyal to Milwaukee, has not left yet, has not demanded a trade, anything like that. He's been very happy here. He's now has four kids here, all of those things. But I do think one thing that you have to always think about with a superstar player is power and what they can do and how they can assert their will over a franchise. And if you are Giannis and you say, all right, everybody, shut up, I'm never leaving. Okay, well, then what do the Milwaukee Bucks have to do at that point? That they don't have to keep pushing forward. They don't have to keep trying to do everything they can as aggressively as they can to contend for another year. Like, we're looking at 7 years of contention, which is around the league only matched by the Boston Celtics, right? Like, maybe right. You could argue the Miami Heat, but I would say no. The Miami Heat have stunk a couple times during the last 7 years. So only the Bucks and the Celtics have managed to do it year in and year out for 7 years. So I think the key is I don't know that that's ever going to be a thing. I don't think Giannis is ever going to say, all right, everyone, we're done, because that does not help him, you know, have the power to say, John, go out there and make more moves and keep pushing aggressively. Like, hey, I know this gap year idea is something that you guys are thinking about, but if you are thinking about it, can we also try to win? Like, I don't want to just be terrible next year. Like, keep making moves and keep trying to get these guys and keep trying to get players that I trust or guys that I want or whatever it might be. And that's just the type of level of superstardom that guys like Giannis have. And I think it's a power and something that you gain by being as good as he's been for as long as he's been. And it's not something that you just want to give up and just say, all right, I'm not leaving. Like, that's to me, that takes away that power. So, yeah, okay. I think we're in this forever.
So this is the deal. So he doesn't trust John Horst. So all this lip service, and that's all this is. Oh, John Horst is my guy. Yo, me and John Horst. That's all crap. Because if you feel like you have to do this because you don't trust John Horst to make moves to put you in a position to win a championship, and you have to have this, quote, leverage on John all the time, otherwise he's just going to apparently throw up his hands and not do anything, then you don't trust your general manager.
No, I don't think that's right.
Then say you're coming back and trust your general manager to make moves and get the deal done, Eric.
It's ridiculous. Because then all of a sudden you have a GM that says, all right, well, if that's what matters, then let's do 3 years of rebuilding with all these guys. Let's get all these picks and we'll do 3 years of building, then we can contend in 3 years. Well, that's not what I signed up for. That's not what I want. Like, I would like to keep contending. So that's the difference to me, is I think there is a high level of trust there. I do think he understands that. But if you just say, I'm never leaving, I'm here forever, then all of a sudden a general manager and organization can start having grander ideas in their head, that all of a sudden you are going Golden State Warriors to timeline dream, and all of a sudden you end up with James Wiseman on your team. And that's, ask Steph how it felt. It didn't feel great. That was not fun for him. He was having a bad time during that stretch. So I think, again, I don't think it's like, do these things because I say so. It's just like, we have to keep pushing forward.
Okay.
That's what we need, and that's how I'm going to be happy here.
And I'm going to tell you, I hate that whole concept. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us. Him and I are not going to agree, and that's okay. I am of the fact of blow this stupid thing up. Make sure you have as much salary cap space as possible after the next 2 years. And then get yourself in a position with future draft picks. By the time you'll have four ones accumulated that you can move from, you're going to have to trade guys because clearly nobody's coming as a free agent probably, in order to accumulate to get you a superstar. Because playing in purgatory, which is what it feels like is about to happen for the next 2 years, is not going to get him closer to winning a championship. It may make him feel better that they don't suck, and that's dandy. But if it's about winning championships, which I believe is what he said, then the easiest way to do that is, how do we get one or two stars back with you as soon as possible? You know, because, again, Lillard, okay, he's coming off an Achilles. He's 35, man, when he comes back from this, if he doesn't play this year. There is no guarantee what he's going to look like in that last year before he hits free agency. To me personally, you and I have known each other forever. I don't want to watch NBA purgatory in the Herb Cole years. for the next, 10 years to try and keep Giannis happy that, we're competing for the sixth seed. Yay, us. Like, man, with all due respect, you've got Giannis, man. I want another championship. I'm sure he wants another championship more than I do. I don't see how you do it. There's a report out there about Trae Young, three-team trade. Okay, if you add another star, if John Horst pulls a rabbit out of his hat again, get Trae Young. All right, I'm wrong. You found another star. You figured it out. You win. But if that doesn't happen, and I'm watching Bobby Portis and Kyle Kuzma and the same guys back at it again for the next 2 years, I mean, good luck. I don't know who's going to get excited about that, Eric. Big eyebrow raise from Eric Name right there.
So, I interned with the station during the Herb Cole years. Who was the Giannis on those teams?
You didn't have one, but it's going to be the same result.
Oh,
not gonna matter.
Whoa.
Same result, Eric. You go to the rough first round, you get beat.
Every night. You get to watch Giannis every night. One of the best players in the league.
But Eric, that's not what it's about.
In the league, you have a chance. Yes, you do.
No, you don't. No, I totally disagree. 100%. No. Okay. You've had the best player in the league for how many years in a row? You've been bounced in the first round with the stated so-called best player in the league. Now you're taking away a star player from
him. How many games did you play? Sparky, how many playoff games?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Should he play?
Oh, agreed. I've been saying it on the air. No, I'm with you. Totally. But the same guy is still going to be here.
So you're still going to be all these games. Don't tell me it's purgatory when you have the best player because he wasn't there in the playoffs. You can't say it.
What makes you confident that if he is there, anything's going to change? Lillard wasn't there in this last series, and he was hurt. Giannis couldn't do it by himself. He tried, but he couldn't do it by himself. Now you don't even have a player the level of Lillard as we sit right now.
That is correct. Next year is going to be undeniably rough. It's going to be undeniably rough. Like, I don't know. Like, there's no way for me to sugarcoat that. But what I can tell you is next season, if you successfully get through this gap year, you have $80 million in expiring contracts, and you have 3 first-round picks. I don't know that I can guarantee you you're going to get a 25-year-old superstar for $50 million in expiring contracts and 3 first-round picks. Do I think you can get a 30-year-old star? Yeah, I do. I do think you could get that. So to me, while the idea is, oh my gosh, all of these years, gap years are going to take forever. We're going to be stuck in purgatory. And you think of this snowballing. I do think if you sit here this year in a gap year and you prioritize building somewhat of a young core, it doesn't all have to be perfect, right? But if you can bring back KPJ, you can bring back Gary Trent Jr., you can bring back Brian Rollins, you extend AJ Green, all of a sudden you have 4 players under, 27 years old that can grow with Giannis. That's 4 players, 4 rotation players. How many do we need in the playoffs? 8. So 4 rotation players plus Giannis is 5. So then I need 3 more rotation players to exist and play in the playoffs. Do I think I can find 3 more that next year when I have $50 million in expiring contracts and 3 first-round picks? Yeah, I do. I would have that confidence, and I would guess John Horst would have that confidence. So, yes, Sparky, this year will probably be rough. I think it's tough for me to lay out a rosy picture for you for this season. It's probably going to be rough. But
are you telling me on the record that you think – okay, let me just get, see if I got you on the record. I want to pinpoint this so I can go back and play this if you're wrong. And if you're right, I will play it anyhow, and then you could tell me I told you so. So you're saying get through 25-26, and in 26-27, this will look a lot different, and you'll be much happier, Sparky.
Yes.
Okay. Charlie, cut it up and save it, baby. Let's see how this whole thing plays out. Because I swear to God, if we're 60 to get in 26-27, this is coming out. Every day I'm just going to play it on a loop for 20 minutes. Eric Name of The Athletic joins us. I love Eric Name, and I love that we can argue back and forth. The Bucks draft. They, based from what I've read, tell me if I'm wrong, they can buy their way in if they want this year. Plus, they have their second-round pick at 47. What do you expect from the draft this year going in?
Yeah, I think probably sticking at 47, and that would be about it. I think I wrote about 47 this week at The Athletic,
yep.
And I had some people in the comment section that I'll handle that next week when we do some more mailbag stuff. But I had people ask, like, hey, why wouldn't they just go buy another second? It's one of the cheapest contracts that you can have, right? A second-round pick. And
right. And
I think what's really interesting this year, and again, this is operating under the gap year kind of idea. I think if you do it successfully, like I said, you're going to have a project point guard in Kevin Porter Jr. You're going to have a project backup point guard in Ryan Rollins. You're going to need to continue to develop A.J. Green. And you're going to need to continue to develop Gary Trent Jr., right? Like, those are all that, if we're talking about priorities, right? Those four come first with me. Like, those are the four things that I need to do next season. And then I'm going to have 47. And that's like fifth or sixth, maybe seventh or eighth. Like, when you start to think about priorities, I think one thing that people can kind of get too caught up in as you're looking at, you know, the Toronto Raptors or the Miami Heat or these teams that develop well. I think one thing that they do is they pinpoint the guys that they really care about and put together strong plans for those guys. And I think that would be one of my concerns in buying a second round pick is like, when are they going to take shots? When are they going to play? Like, when are you going to find reps for them when you're working on all these other projects? Because to me, that's the priority this season. Work on those projects, get top outcomes on those projects, and then you've done something this year. And I think that's the big thing to me, is that this year cannot be wasted. It cannot be, well, we got eight different guys we got to develop, and we have no idea how we're going to get them enough touches, because Giannis is still going to try to win an MVP, because this dude is so competitive and crazy that he's going to try to drag the team to a sixth seed and win MVP. So how are we going to do all this? And I think that's one thing where it's like, I know some people will be like, oh, well, if you're going to do the gap year, why bring in veterans? Or what? Like, how are those going to turn into assets? And while I understand that, I do think having veterans on the roster that can just do the job makes the development easier for those guys. Like, if you think about Cade Cunningham in Detroit for all these years,
right?
He didn't get any reps. He didn't get anything done because they stunk so bad that nothing meant anything. It was just like, okay, well, you're going to get quadruple teamed on every possession. Good luck. Well, what did he learn? Nothing. But if you can put some of those vets around, and again, I understand that they won't be great assets for you moving forward, but I do think you have to have like a baseline of competence to go along with the projects. And I think those other projects have to mean a little bit more, which is why I would be hesitant to think about buying a second round pick.
I look at 47, Eric Name, and I think, yeah, Tom, G-Camp, Jones, the local guy is fine. But I think I'd rather have a young big, like a young legitimate center that they can get in there and play. With all due respect to Jericho Sims, I think you provide more offense than he does with your jump shot than what he can provide. Now, yes, he blocks shots. He can run in transition. He dunks well. That's all wonderful. But I don't think that's necessarily the long-term answer. I like Tyler Smith a lot. To me, he looks like he needs to add muscle and weight, and I still don't think he's necessarily a center when this is all said and done. How do you look at 47 as far as, again, Logan Beck, what you're looking at, is center a need that they need to address through the draft, or can they get that otherwise?
So I think I'm always going to think wing in the draft, right? I think wings are the toughest thing to find in the NBA. Everyone needs wings, and they need as many as possible. So that's always going to be my first thought, is like, what wings exist in that area that might be able to play. So like Bryce Williams, Chaz Lanier, Micah Peavy, Kobe Brea, Max Shulga, like some of those guys make sense to me.
Yep.
But I honestly don't. So with a big, I think if we're talking about ease of transition into the NBA, I think a rim running, shot blocking big is about as easy as it gets. That guy can just be your third big, and if all he can do his rookie year is hit the glass, block shots, and dunk the basketball, that you can survive. That's all you need your third big to do, especially if you have two quality bigs, which obviously will be the Bucks' plan. So I actually don't hate that idea. I think a big is something that, if we're thinking forward and like how these things move, I mean, I put him in my draft preview. Yannick Conan Niederhauser from Penn State is huge, runs the floor. He's 6'11 with a 7'3 wing, 37 inch vertical. He's a freak. If that dude's available at 47, like, I would have to be thinking long and hard about, like, all right, well, let's draft this kid, and then we don't need to figure out if we can re-sign Jericho Sims.
Right.
Like, that can be our young project big. And again, I don't think that takes away the developmental reps, right? Because all he's doing is running to the rim and blocking shots. He doesn't need any shots. He doesn't need any extra reps, anything like that. Like, just go out there and do big man things. And all of a sudden, you do have another young player there. So, I typically don't like the idea of drafting bigs in the second round, or really drafting bigs, period. I'm always going to be wing focused. But this is a year where I could see the logic behind it. And if you can get a guy like Niederhauser to fall all the way to 47, like, I would probably be thinking about it.
There he is. See, it took us to the end, but we got on the same page eventually. We always end up smiling and loving each other at the end. Eric Name of the Athletic joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as we broadcast live from Summerfest right here at the Hole in One Challenge. We'll be out here on Thursdays and Fridays doing this show throughout the run of Summerfest. I got some more advice for you as your agent officially. You need some type of backdrop, like the one that I have or Charlie has in the studio, to put behind you for all of your Zooms that say The Athletic on it or whatever. That's something else we can add to the repertoire.
We got to build on the brand. We got to build on the brand. I got it. Understand?
Yes, absolutely. I'm assuming you are coming to Summerfest at some point. Is there a band or group that you plan on seeing this year? Charlie said he's coming every weekend.
Yeah, I am going to come down there. I really wanted to see MJ Lenderman. MJ Lenderman plays on July 3rd. Sparky, you know how
Charlie's acting like TV dinners. Charlie's acting like he knows who he is. I've never heard of him, so it's great.
But July 3rd is free agency, so I would guess I'm probably not actually going to be there.
You should come here and do the show with me at Summerfest July 3rd. Tommy Wirtz is out here 5 to 6 doing the leadoff show. Like, come on down. I'll buy you lunch, Eric Name. We can do free agency live here on The Fan. It's beautiful.
Noted. Noted. I'll see if I can fit you on my schedule.
Yeah, we'll be here. All right, Eric, thank you so much, buddy. Have a good one.
Of course, you too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.